Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4429.
Identify a person who has had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
A person who has had great significance for me would be my mother. She's always been there for me, no matter, you know, through my school to my childhood, and now she's always stuck by me no matter what.
Who do you aspire to be?
I aspire to be, career-wise, someone in the legal field, but non-career-wise, someone, you know, just someone who has good values that can instill them in their family.
How would you describe your personality?
My personality is very open. I'm very social, and I like to meet new people, and I'm very open-minded.
What lessons growing up did your parents teach you that have had a significant impact on your life?
Just how to treat other people. I've noticed them instilling those values in me. I've treated other people I come across, like I would with respect, and that's something I don't see with everyone.
What do you like to do when you are spending time with your family?
I like to talk and eat together. I think that's a good bonding way to relate to each other.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
I don't know if there's a specific quality that distinguishes me from everyone else, but it's maybe just as my values growing up that were instilled in me, you know, maybe such as respect for others and being a good citizen overall.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
Admirable qualities, I would say, would be honesty, loyalty, just an open-mindedness.
Tell me about the most cherished present you have ever received and why this gift was so special.
The most cherished present, it had to be when I was young and I still believed in Santa Claus, and I got a Psychogenesis for Christmas, and that was really one of the best days of my life.
What is your favorite holiday and why?
I like Christmas a lot, just because it brings people together. My family comes from out of town, or I go somewhere and just spend time with each other. It's a good bonding time and good to catch up with everyone.
What is your most memorable vacation?
My most memorable vacation was 2 years ago when I went to India. It was a really eye-opening experience. I got to see a part of the world that, you know, a lot of people don't know or don't realize it exists. And it was just a really amazing vacation.
What types of things did you do while you were there?
I did a lot of touristy things, saw a lot of landmarks, architecture. I traveled all around India, so it was basically more of a tourist trip. But it was still, I got to see some of the non-tourist parts of the country.
Do you like traveling?
I do.
Where else have you been?
I've been to London. I've been to Spain. I've been to Amsterdam. Yeah.
Did your family have any pets when you were growing up? And if so, could you tell me about them?
Yeah, I actually have a pet right now. She's a black lab, Lucy. And yeah, I've had her since I was a little kid, and she's still going. So.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Childhood activities definitely had to do with sports. I played basketball and tennis growing up, so a lot of it was just coming home from school, going with my friends out to a basketball court and playing.
What type of books do you enjoy now? Do you have a favorite book?
I enjoy reading. Usually, I enjoy reading nonfiction. Sometimes I would read fiction. One book I really enjoyed growing up was The Alchemist.
What was the last book you've read, movie you've seen, or sporting event you've attended? What did you like about it?
The last movie I've seen was Safe House with Denzel Washington, and it was pretty good. The acting was good. I don't know if it was a great storyline, though.
Tell me what activities you enjoy on your free time and why you enjoy them.
I just like to hang out with my friends in the area, maybe do a weekend trip with them and just, you know, kind of get away from the work week.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Yes.
Who is it?
I've gotten this from some people, Wilmer Valderrama from That 70s Show.
And why is that?
I guess I've, in high school and even now, some people tell me I look like him. I can see some resemblance, I'm not sure.
What is your favorite period in history and why?
I'm actually liking the current period because I'm, you know, I'm having, it's a period that I'm part of and it's a period that I'm, I like living in, so, and, you know, it's, I don't want to say my favorite period was a period I didn't live in, you know, so it's definitely this period right now.
What is the most important thing to happen to you? How did it change you?
One of the most important things that happened was my admission into graduate school. It really opened my eyes, and so the sort of classes I took, the sort of people I met, the sort of friends I made was definitely a good, you know, a good period to kind of learn more about myself.
If you could have a lunch date with any person living, deceased, or fictional, who would it be and what would you ask them?
If I could have a lunch date with anyone, I would probably pick the current president right now. I mean, I would just, I don't know if I could come with a specific question at that point, but I would just ask, you know, how, what he's learned over all his whole life and experiences and where, how he's got to be where he's at.
What is your definition of success?
Success, it doesn't have to necessarily be monetary. It could be happy within, you know, your friends, your family, your relationships. So it doesn't have to be, I mean, money's nice, but it doesn't have to, it's not the end-all, be-all of something that defines success.
What is your biggest frustration?
My biggest frustration is when some people don't see things the way I do, but then I realize it's just really normal that not everyone has the same experiences or comes from the same background. But, so after I realize that, I start to get less frustrated.
If you could do anything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
If I could do anything, I would love to be traveling. You know, if it were possible, I would love to just take a year off and travel the world and see, you know, almost every country.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
My most rewarding experience probably has to be when I did some volunteer work for Special Olympics growing up. It was a good way to kind of fundraise for a cause and charity I believe in, and that was rewarding to see, you know, the amount of money and people that turned out.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Yes.
And what was it?
It was Monopoly. So I always played Monopoly. I was usually pretty good at it, as long as I got to be the car.
Did you ever finish a game?
I did, but it took forever.
Who is your favorite actor?
Favorite actor, if I could say more than one, I like Denzel Washington, definitely. As an actor, I like Tom Hanks, Leonardo DiCaprio, yeah.
What is your favorite dinner?
It depends on my mood, but I really love Thai food. So any kind of Thai food, especially like a pad Thai or a red curry.
How do you deal with stress?
Usually I like to work out, so either running, playing basketball, doing some physical activity can take my mind off.
What are three things you can't live without?
I don't know if there are things, but I definitely can't live without my family, my friends, and my passport because I like to travel.
What did you want to be when you were a kid?
My first career choice, I wanted to be an astronaut.
Is it more worthwhile or satisfying to improve the world or to appreciate the world?
I think it's important to find a balance between the two, because if you spend your whole time trying to improve it, you know, which is great, maybe you'll somehow miss and appreciate the good things while only looking at the negative things to improve. So if you find a good balance between those two, I think it's more worthwhile.
What makes you smile?
Just anything, really. I always have a smile on my face. So.
What activities do you enjoy so much that they make you lose track of time?
Definitely hanging out with my friends, watching sports games or movies. movies or just being out and just it's nice to not kind of worry about the time and just you know, have fun.
If you could live anywhere in the world for a year, where would it be and why?
If I could live anywhere, I would love to live in Spain, you know, either Madrid or Barcelona, because I've had a chance to visit them this past summer, and it was really just great cities.
If you knew you could try something and not fail, what dream would you attempt?
Probably be a professional athlete. If I couldn't fail, yeah, that's probably what I would do.
How do you want to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as someone who's there for my friends and family when they needed me most, and someone like a with loyal and honest characteristics, qualities.
What would you do with $1 million?
I would put 99% of it in a bank, and then have fun with the 1% for a little bit.
When do you feel the best, morning, afternoon, or evening?
I would say evening, because morning, you know, even though I wouldn't say I'm a morning person, but I would just might be kind of grumpy in the morning, so evening would be the best.
If you could have 3 wishes, what would you wish for?
I would wish for, you know, to have just a fulfilling life when it comes to a family, when it comes to, like, spouse or kids, and just, you know, wishing the best for them. The other wishes, it's maybe success in my career, you know, success in my family's future.
Why did you choose your career as a line of work?
I chose it because it's something I'm good at and something I believe in. I believe the legal field has a lot of potential to do more good than it does currently. So I'm interested in kind of seeing where that goes in the future.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
The fact that I see a lot of different things every day. So I don't know what I'm going to be looking at, and finding solutions to different and difficult problems is a fun aspect of my job.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be, and why would you choose that career?
I really like like, you know, business strategy. So I would, you know, somewhere even in the future down the line, I might consider being somewhat of like a business consultant. Because it's fun, you get to travel, you get to work on some exciting projects.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
10 years from now, I would like to be just starting my family, like getting married, possibly having kids. Hopefully in 10 years I would be settled down.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
A romantic evening, maybe kind of a spontaneous evening, like starting off, if it were there, like going out to a nice dinner. From there, just taking a walk downtown. After that, you know, it just depends on what they wanted to do. You know, stroll at a park, go out, you know, come watch a movie, anything would be good. I like it when there's no set plans. And it's...
What qualities do you look for in a potential partner?
I like someone who's very open-minded, very honest and loyal, and independent, you know, someone who can do their own thing at the same time as, you know, being there for each other, to finding the right balance between those two.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
I think the best thing I could do is just support them in whatever they want to do. So if it's something, an aspiration they aim for, and everyone thinks it's not a good idea, or they have no one behind them, I think it's the best thing to support them in what they want to do.
Why did you decide to participate in the Stoner program?
I just thought it was a good opportunity. I've never done something like this before. So the fact that I can help out individuals or couples who cannot experience fertility, I think it would be just, you know, a great option in helping out with their family needs.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Yes. Just be the best person you can be, and don't try to be anything that you're not. So just live a very honest, true life. Be true to your friends and family and loved ones, and don't turn on them for any reason. Just stay true and honest in your career school, work, and just be a very decent person.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4429.